It's confidence, isn't it? You know, it really is confidence. I didn't like the capitulation the other day. The lads understand that. I mean, wholesale changes and you know, in the next 10 days, I'm going to try and clarify one or two people's future to try and bring more people in. And I think you can see that we need certain areas. We're not winning headers, you know, and that's a very simple part of the game. And we also need to be a little bit more direct, and the Hoff's obviously going to help that. But I need to bring some people to help this group, and they need to some clarity from me. So we're having to bring forward what we were going to do in the summer, because we'll never last, you know. So, you know, we've got however many games left to add to it, which is a much better scenario than it was when I first came in last year. And the chairman's right up for it. He really wants to help me, and I'm busy identifying positions and situations that will help. We'll help the group who are out of contract, and we'll help the club, and we'll help the fans, because we'll see some different players. And hopefully I can get the areas correct and I can get the areas right, and it'll give us a much more solid base to work from, and it'll give the players a solid base to know where their future is. It's not nice not having a contract in this day and age, and with so many out of it, I have to make some decisions. That's what I'm paid to do. And up until now, I've been asked to tickle these through, see who I might want to keep for next year. And now the first team need to win some games to stay in this division. So the chairman and I and Andy are working as hard together as we can. There's been all sorts of things said, and we are gonna see this through. My contract is, if we go down, to stay here and bring us back up. I've been brought here to play a certain way and build things and play with passion, play with a team that never gives up, and passion with this football club, and that's what I intend to do. So however crazy the championship is, myself, Andy and the chairman are going to work together to try and get us through this with the supporters. And I thought they were absolutely magnificent today. We all apologise to the ones who went up in the week. I've never seen any team of mine capitulate like that after 6 minutes. It was almost if Beavers got sent off and nobody came through with any credit, apart from possibly two, in my honest opinion, but I don't want to name them. I don't feel that's right, but what I'm trying to do is clarify people's situations, bring some help in for this group, and as long as they give me that, okay, then I can't argue.